So our scripture lessons today will come from first from Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. Hear the word of God for us today. Thus says the Lord, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. They shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when relief comes. They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness in an uninhabited land. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by the water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when the heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit. The heart is devious above all else. It is perverse. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, test the mind and search the heart to give to all according to their ways and according to the fruit of their doings. And our second lesson for today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 17 through 26. Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. But then Jesus looked up at his disciples and he said, blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. And blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you and revile you and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. And woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. And woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So most of you know by now that I used to be a reporter. I knew when I was in the eighth grade that I wanted to be a journalist. I love to tell stories, I love to write, and I love to ask questions. I still do. Journalism was a good fit. And when I came to Anderson to work for the Independent Mail, I wanted to be the best in my field, to be the reporter that the editor looked to for the best stories. And in 2008, much to my shock, I won South Carolina Journalist of the Year from the Press Association for a collection of stories I had written the year before, and I became the second woman in the history of the association to receive such an honor. I competed with journalists from all across the state for the award, and I thought I had reached the top of my game. When I came home, the Independent Mail had put my face on a billboard, and I was so excited. As they might say on Facebook or Twitter, I was hashtag blessed. But within a month, the billboard was gone. And now, more than 10 years later, I don't even know where the plaque is anymore that I got that day. And you see, that's kind of how it is these days, especially with the advent of social media. We like to post pictures of our vacations, our happy moments. We like to post our selfies and tag them, hashtag blessed. And sometimes that word can mean I'm thankful or grateful. But sometimes it can also attempt to convey that perhaps we have those things because we are living right. That God has given these things to us because we are righteous. That we have a house and a wonderful job and a nice bank account because we're faithful. And it's tempting to think that when you receive accolades or promotion at work, that you were on top of your game. That all the right doors are opening up. And that you are blessed. Because who doesn't like a nice house? Or going to Hawaii on vacation? Or even being flattered and honored by one's peers? After all, doesn't the country song say that money might not be able to buy happiness, but it can buy a bigger boat? It can buy me a boat. When you and I begin to think of our success as meaning that we have lived our life right, that they are rewards for our faithfulness, that is when we get into trouble. Today in Jeremiah, in the Gospel of Luke, we hear these words, blessed are the poor, blessed are the hungry, blessed are those who weep, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength. When is the last time you've seen someone post a picture of their empty kitchen cupboard and say, hashtag blessed? When's the last time that you've come up short paying the bills and you've cried out, thank you, God, for I am blessed? When we read the book of Job and we hear about all his suffering and agony, for he has lost everything and then some, it is hard for us to proclaim that he was blessed. But you see, Jeremiah knew the folly of God's people. He'd seen how in his time they had amassed military strength and riches, but they still did not have peace or happiness. The worship of Baal was rampant. They thought that if they made enough sacrifices to the pagan fertility god Baal, that they would be blessed. But in Jeremiah's time, they will see war and exile. And he comes along to give the people of God a different message. Twice in our passage today, in just 5 verses, we hear the words trust in God. If we trust in the Lord, we will be blessed. But what does that blessing look like? In Jeremiah, those who are blessed are like a tree planted by the water, sending out its roots by the stream. A plant that shall not fear when the heat comes and does not grow anxious in times of drought. Did you hear that? The heat still comes and the drought still comes. But there is trust in God. Does this mean that when we trust in God that we are always happy, or that we will receive the success of our dreams? And our gospel lesson says no. Because you see, in our culture, in our world, we think that blessed means happy. Happy because we're successful, well-liked by our peers. That when we speak, others listen. But in the Greek, makarios, this means to be blessed in God's sight. It's not about how we see ourselves or one another, but rather how God sees us. And God sees differently than we do. By our standards, the poor, the hungry, the grieved, the hurting, the broken are anything but righteous, anything but blessed. But see, the Gospel of Luke is always written for the outsider. The Gospel of Luke is written for those who are on the outside of the circles of power and riches, looking in to the castle, looking in to the structures of power, looking in on all the folks wearing the fine clothes and the jewelry. So in reality, the person who's been through a lifetime of sorrow and struggles, who doesn't know where they're going to pay their bills, or maybe has even knocked on the door of a homeless shelter, might be the one who God considers hashtag blessed. Why? Because in all of that mess, perhaps they trust God. In all of that, they know who's providing the bread at their table or the roof over their head. And maybe they do worry, but they also know that they belong to God at the end of the day. I met such a man named Benjamin from Rwanda when I worked at the paper. He was a man who had known much heartache. Somehow had managed to make it to Erskine in Due West to study the Bible and literature. But his real goal was to go back to the very country that made him poor, that made him an orphan. And I said, why, Benjamin, do you want to go back to Rwanda? And he said, because there is much work to do there. There are orphans like me who need a home. There are people like me who need food, who need shelter over their heads. He told me about how he had lost all of his siblings except for his sister to war and to famine. And as he told the stories, he also talked about how God had seen him through all of it. How many days he did not know at the beginning of the day where his meal that day would come from. But the meal would come. And for all of it, he thanked God. He knew when he put his feet on the ground in the morning who he belonged to, and when he laid his head down at night, who he still belonged to. So you see, not all of his days were happy. Nor would we call him successful by our standards. but there was a deep and abiding joy in his heart that none of the world's struggles or sins could wipe away. He knew his God. Just like Clara. I met Clara just this week. She lives in the Lydia community. And for the past year, every month, folks from the Lydia church have showed up at her door with a box of food. This week, a friend of hers named Miss Ann got her box of food first, so she picks up the phone and calls Miss Clara and says they're coming. They're on their way. So when we get there, she's ready for us, Miss Clara is. She's out on the porch, a big, bright smile on her face. And she is happy. Her house is small. She has no car. She's widowed and lives on a fixed income. But she wore a huge smile. Her eyes lit up when we saw her. When we got there, she said, "It's so good to see y'all today." She said, "I knew y'all were coming because Miss Ann called to tell me." As she looked down at the box of food and she saw the loaf of bread there, she said, "Oh, thank you, Jesus. I needed me some bread for the week." And as she hoisted that box of food into her arms and got ready to duck back inside her warm house, she looked back at us and she said, "God bless y'all. I love you." You see, Miss Clara probably don't even have any business cards in her purse. She doesn't care what others might say about her, or what her house looks like from the outside, or whether or not she has a car in the driveway. Because my guess is she knows from day to day that none of that stuff means a thing. That who she is and why she is here has everything to do with God. And here's the reality. Some days we'll remember that too. Some days we won't wish for the bigger boat or the bigger house or the vacation far away. We'll remember that God is at the center of everything in our world. We'll be just like Benjamin or Miss Clara with that big bright smile on our face, knowing that we are claimed, saved, and called by God. But guess what? Some days we'll forget. Some days we'll want more money in our accounts. Some days we'll want the plaques and the awards. Some days we'll want a nicer, bigger house and longer vacations. Because we are human. Because we are human. But remember this, brothers and sisters, all that stuff fades. All of it. Our good looks, if we even started out with any, our houses, even this church, at some point it will all crumble. It will all fade. Money gets spent. Plaques get lost. People's opinions, they change. And we all return to dust. But the thing that never changes, is our God. The thing that never changes is who we belong to at the beginning of the day and the end of the day. From the day that we are born, from now through eternity, we belong to God. We are here because of God. Everything we have is because of God. That is why we are blessed. Because of our God and who we are in God. Doesn't have anything to do with our own power or strength. It's because of God. He's the one who charts our course, who weaves all good things together for us. It is through His power we have good talents and good gifts to give. It is through His power that we have the courage to love. It is through His power that we have the courage and the capacity to forgive others. It is through Him that we have joy in our hearts. It is through Him that we are here. Our very being, our very breath is because of God, through God. And that, brothers and sisters in Christ, is why we are hashtag blessed. Can I get an amen? Amen, amen. Let us go to God in prayer. Holy God, we are Your children, grateful and joyful because of You. Help us to remember today and tomorrow and every day that we belong to You and that we are here because of You. Help us to preach that truth through everything we say and do. To the folks who look like us, that think like us, but also to those who don't. To those who might have different color skin than we do. To those who might not even know Your name, let us still show Your love and grace. To those who are poor, by the world's standards, help us to remember that You see them differently. You see us by the content of our spirit and our hearts and our character, not by the balance in our bank accounts and the contents of our house or the kind of car that we drive. Help us, O God, to remain focused on You, that You are at the center of our world, not on the edges. We would seek to push You out there to the places that we don't understand, that then we would seek You, but You cry out, "Seek me first." For everything begins and ends with You. You are the Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end. True joy, true peace, true love comes from You. These are the good gifts that we share with one another. It is because of these good gifts that we are hashtag blessed. Help us to remember that today, tomorrow, and every day, O God, and when we fall short, forgive us. Raise us anew so that we might focus on You in love and in grace. In Your name we pray, and in the name of our Savior, Your Son, Jesus Christ, we say, Amen.